From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz got the chance to put the Transportation Security Administration on the hot seat for its much-criticized full-body scans and pat-downs at a congressional subcommittee hearing this week. But at first, TSA officials weren't planning to show up. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. I began our conversation this week by asking why the TSA was going to ditch Chaffetz's hearing.
Surprisingly, it had nothing to do with them getting held up at security trying to get through long line or anything like that. They actually, it was one of those, I think a few egos were bruised at some point when the TSA said, yeah, we'll testify, no problem. And then Chaffetz, who chairs this committee or subcommittee, wanted them to sit on the same panel as a group that's currently has five pending lawsuits against the TSA. So they wouldn't, then said, no, we're not going to come. Then they finally went back and made an agreement. They could testify on their own panel. They get the witness table to themselves. And then they came and testified. As I wrote in the paper, I think that at some point people might have rather had a full body scan and sit through some of that stuff.
So what was the congressman's contribution to this meeting? What did he have to ask them?
You know, he was really pressing them on the whole body imaging machines, which, as you remember, has been a big, you know, he's been a big critic of it for several years. Mm-hmm. And even got in a little skirmish himself at one point over it. And he was really pressing them on whether the machines can store or capture or export the images that are captured or that are used in these machines. The TSA was saying, no, that's not the case. But Chaffetz is not satisfied, and I don't believe it's the last we're going to hear from it.
Did most members of this committee, both Republican and Democratic, agree with Chaffetz's skepticism of the TSA, do you think, from what you heard?
Not necessarily. I think that some of them, especially some of the Democrats, were very supportive of the administration and what the TSA has done. Of course, everyone has their horror stories. I think anyone who's flown in the last several years or would have had some run-in with the TSA at some point where they were not happy. But that's probably going to be expected when you have somebody getting a pat-down or somebody going to a full-body scan. And members of Congress are not immune to that. They all had their own little horror story.
So if they were to up security there at the Capitol, Thomas, would you opt for the full body scan or the pat down?
I don't think I'd mind either one. I'm fine. I'm not afraid.
All right. Let's move on to Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, Thomas. A New York Times article this week quoted the founder of the Utah Tea Party, David Kirkham, as saying he was opposing Hatch's re-election effort next year. But I understand that now Kirkham is claiming that's not true. What is he saying?
You know, it actually kind of shocked the heck out of me when I read that in the New York Times, because Kirkham has been very clear that he is on the fence. He's not sure whether he'll support Hatch or oppose him. So I called Kirkham, immediately after, and he said that's not what he was saying. What he was saying is that he opposes things Hatch has done in the past. But that doesn't mean he opposes Hatch. And as you might have seen in other media, Hatch is probably going to be Kirkham's best friend sometime soon. I think the two talk every couple weeks. And I think Hatch is very much putting the full court press on Kirkham. So the New York Times, I understand, is going to run a correction at some point on that story.
So Kirkham really is somebody that Hatch feels like he needs on his side right now.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of, there's not one Tea Party leader, of course, and there are several people out there who are very vocally and very well involved in it, and David Kirkham is one of them. There's a few other people that that Senator Hatch has, his campaign has reached out and actually hired some of them as recruiters. David Kirkham is definitely on his speed dial list.
Let's talk about Utah's junior senator right now, Mike Lee. Senator Lee is now calling for an antitrust hearing into Google, the internet search giant. And I have to say, this kind of came out of left field when I saw it, because it doesn't seem like the type of thing that Senator Lee talked about going to Washington to do. What's his rationale for this hearing?
It was a little out of left field. You're right. I was a little surprised by it myself. I wondered initially whether it had anything to do with when you search for Mike Lee, he wasn't popping up fast enough. I don't know. there's a few different things. He really thinks there's a concern with if, for example, Google is going to be the new main street of commerce. Does Google get to decide, what your GPS gives you the address to that store, if it's going to say go to this Five and Dime or go to this cheaper, you know, outlet over here. And so Senator Lee is wants a hearing. He's not saying that Google is, you know, doing anything bad, but he wants a hearing to look at some of the, you know, monopoly situations that it might have. I think that his office stresses there's nothing to do with this, but Senator Lee's also did legal work for 1-800-CONTACTS, and his chief of staff, Spencer Stokes, at one point was the 1-800-CONTACTS attorney. 1-800-CONTACTS has had a few run-ins with Google and some problems with when you search for contacts at 1-800-CONTACTS, it was pointing them to a, you know, different vendor. So they say that's nothing to do with it, but we'll keep an eye on it.
And finally today, Thomas, let's talk about Congressman Jim Matheson, Utah's lone Democrat. He is getting some flack from progressives for voting in favor of this Republican bill to prevent the EPA from regulating greenhouse gases. In fact, I saw a tweet from Tim DeChristopher, the now famous environmental activist, saying, look forward to another primary in 2012, Congressman. But he was successful in adding an amendment to the bill talking about global warming. What did this do?
It was one of those, the committee was trying, Democrats tried several times to amend the EPA emissions bill. The first several tries were dealing with the one that there was climate change and it was human caused, and Republicans voted that down. Another one was that there is climate change and it's having effect on the health of people, and that was voted down. And so Matheson's was trying to bridge that gap somewhere, and it essentially is it's kind of more of a message bill, if you say, because it says Congress agrees that scientists believe there is climate change. Doesn't blame humans, doesn't say that, but and then it says Congress needs to somehow address it. But the part he's getting some heat from progressives is because it has nothing, he doesn't say anything about humans. And some people say he just, you know, kicked the can down the road just a very little bit.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. Thomas, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Take care.